Hello and welcome to the Southbound Sports Show. I'm your host, Richie Leahy, here with my co-host, Matty B. We're in the middle of the off season, and I'll be honest, I've reached the point of complete boredom where there's like no sports on TV, and they just finished up the College Baseball World Series with Florida becoming very close to being the first team. I'm going to go ahead and fact check this, but I think they would have been the first team to have multiple championships in the three major college sports, because not everyone plays hockey. So there's basically, in the United States, there's four main sports: hockey, baseball, football, and basketball. And Florida's one of four schools, although LSU, it could also be on the list, but they're one of the four schools that have national championships in all three. The other four, I think, are Michigan, Ohio State, and UCLA, or the other three. That would be four. Now, I was curious to see, because I thought LSU has to have won in baseball, and they had Shaq, right? So, like, did they win one in basketball back in the day? And I clicked on their, like, Wikipedia, and it said that they're the only basketball school to claim a national championship from, like, some weird holiday tournament that that, like, no one else goes ahead and recognizes. So they're the only school that does it. It might not even be a holiday tournament. It was like pre NCAA tournament. It was like the 30s or something. So I was like, I was kind of laughing at that, just because it's so funny to me that they're so close to being on it that they're willing to just claim a random title to say that they have championships in baseball, basketball, and football. But with basketball, like, you're so close. Now, Florida has two in basketball. Michigan could have been the first to have multiple. They came close in baseball a couple years ago, and they're runners up in basketball around the same time. And so that would have been really cool if they would have been the first one to have multiple. They have multiple hockey and basketball, or football, I mean. But UCLA has basketball. I think baseball or football would be the one that they don't have multiple in. I don't know, because their football had been way back in the day. They're never winning one in the Big Ten. Let's be honest, right?
They might. Chip Kelly's kind of crazy.
Florida is the one school, like, they're the outlier. I guess if LSU is able to climb that tower, but like I've been saying with the realignment stuff, Florida's able to come in if there's like some buyer's remorse. Like, let's say the SEC does take Florida State and like Miami or something, and Florida becomes like the third wheel. Why wouldn't they entertain jumping to the Big Ten to make more money? You know, I feel like that has to have some type of edge. Now, there were some guys saying that the SEC would never take Miami or anything like that. And I looked at a list of schools, and even if you look at all of the D1 schools across the country, there's a clear path down the highway, like along the Mississippi River, whatever that road is. I don't know. I've never drove it. But there's a clear line where out past that to the west, there aren't a lot of schools left. So if the Big Ten goes through and takes their favorite schools first before the SEC gets them, the SEC is going to be stuck in the Southeast basically forever, right? There's no other schools that they're going to be able to grab unless they're really reaching and taking schools. Like, I don't, like, would they take like a Boston College to get up in the Northeast? Like, I don't know. I doubt it. Right down the line, like, we're talking like 10, 20 years from now.
I mean, I think they could, but then I think it goes back to a conversation we had previously where I think if it just becomes where the NCAA just dissolves all of the conferences, and then they just say you have a Northern Conference and you have a Southern Conference, kind of like the model that the NFL has where you have your AFC and NFC, and you just say these are the two like, quote, conferences that you're using, and we're going to divide the TV money, and we're going to do, we're just going to make it straight across the board for both sides.
That's where I don't think that's going to happen, because you would have to have all of the other schools left out. And heck, even if the Big Ten and the SEC decided to do that, they're not going to combine, because they're going to lose that bargaining power. Why would the Big Ten want to dilute their money even further by bringing in like Mississippi State? Like, they don't. They're not going to. The only reason the Big Ten is ahead right now is they own all the media markets, the major ones, basically. They are nationwide now, and they are on 3 of the 4 major networks. ABC and ESPN, like, that's the only one that they're not on, which is owned by the same thing. So, like, they're on 3 of the 4. The SEC just signed a deal where they're only going to be on 1 of the 4. That hasn't happened yet, but the visibility of the SEC is going to go way down once they're off the CBS plan, right? Which I think is this year, isn't it? There are going to be a lot of people confused when they turn into CBS at 3:30 and they don't see like Alabama on. And instead they're watching Purdue play Minnesota, and they're like, what the hell? Why am I watching this? What is this? And that's the one thing that I think is going to kill them, because over time, yeah, ESPN talks a big game. Who's the major network that keeps making cuts? It's ESPN. They make cuts every year with layoffs, right? So I don't see how they're going to be able to go to the SEC in like 10 years or whenever their contract's up and say, you know what, guys? We're going to pay you even more money. Like, they're going to have to split back out. And at that point, is it going to be worth it for another network to kind of want a piece of the SEC? I don't know. Because what if the tides change, though? Because, like, everyone's making more money. What if there's a streak where Michigan wins a natty, Ohio State then wins one, USC rips off 2 or 3, and the SEC's boxed out during this? This is a crucial period. Because right now is when you're getting the split into two conferences. If the Big Ten grabs, like, Oregon and, like, someone else, and they're able to rip off a natty and Notre Dame, and the SEC, like, they stop their dominance right now, how do you bring that to the table and say, well, we used to be winning championships, we need more money to get back to it? And they're going to say, like, look, people haven't been watching you, though, because you haven't been.
But hold on. Number one, that's a pipe dream, that you're going to have that many schools from the Big Ten win out, because I think just the competitiveness of the Big Ten is going to eliminate probably half of the schools that you just mentioned from clearing the conference, let alone getting into the playoffs. And then, you take it a step further, and I'll go in the opposite direction. ESPN keeps laying people off. Let's say 5-10 years from now, are they going to be viable enough to continue to support the SEC?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who's going to pick up the slack?
Where does that, if there becomes a void where ESPN has to file bankruptcy, where that's does that void happen. Leave?
Although, I guess, didn't Bally Sports?
Yeah. I mean, don't say that it's not plausible, because they keep betting on the wrong horse, and there's a lot of the programming at ESPN that has shifted from what it used to be, where it was driven purely by sports. And that the more that I feel like they start shifting into this political arena, they're losing money.
We'll see. I'm glad you brought that up, because the SEC sent their commissioner and a contingent of coaches, including Saban and Kelly, to Congress to complain about like a national NIL bill, because state laws are screwing them over. And one of the states, other than Texas, is California. And that's why I talked about USC tearing off a couple natties, because if you keep the guys that have been going to Bama, Najee Harris, how many, there's another quarterback, was it Hurts from out west or whatever? Like, if you keep those guys, or was it Tua? I thought there's another one that went to Ohio State too. If you keep those guys in California because you're able to pay them to go to USC, that's a big change. And I mean, it wasn't, it was like 20 years ago when Pete Carroll had his dynasty there, right? So that's not beyond and like any means where they were close last year with Caleb Williams. And you were just telling me that Caleb Williams is going to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks making the playoffs, right? You said there's going to be another one on that list because I said only JJ made the playoffs.
I'll blow it out your ass.
You meant Caleb Williams, right?
I mean,
the Pac-12?
He is mentioned in that discussion. I don't think he is the number one quarterback. I think that's highly overrated.
See, I'm looking at that side of it, and you're saying about them not being able to get out of the Big Ten. This is the last time for a four-team playoff, right? There was an article coming out that Michigan's been focusing on like different drills to be like Ohio State last year, and now they're adding like Georgia drills in, and people were making fun of them saying like they're going to not even play Georgia because they can't beat TCU in the playoffs. And what if Georgia's not even good? I think it's the mindset of you're playing like champions. So like they're doing drills like the two-time defending national champs. Why would you not set that as your site, right? Who else would they do drills after? They're not just going to pick a random team that might be good.
Well, why don't you do TCU since you couldn't beat them last year in the playoffs?
TCU is going to have a lot of fall off. Georgia might have it, but they're the defending champs, right? They killed TCU. Because my only concern is if JJ doesn't throw two pick sixes in that game, Michigan wins, and they played horrendous. And then maybe they give Georgia a game. We don't know. Ohio State gave them a game. Maybe they get killed like TCU. We don't know. So why not? If you know what Georgia does to become national champs, they even talked about how Kirby Smart and Harbaugh were exchanging notes about Nick Saban and stuff, and Bama or whatever. So like, how do you know that they're not like scheming and like coming up with other ideas together? Awesome. They have just as much chance of playing Georgia again in the playoffs as they do TCU or whatever. Georgia probably more likely. And it's not Bama. So, of course, Nick Saban's in, where would he go, Washington for that Congress thing? Not getting his team ready. He has time to go to D.C., though, and lobby, just like he complained about Harbaugh's satellite camps, right? He had time that summer to complain. You know, since he complained about the satellite camps, Alabama's kind of fallen off, right? They won, like, what, one natty since then, too? And they're not the same. He's getting old. Does Dabo go there? If Dabo goes to Bama, does anyone even care about Clemson anymore?
No, because I'll go back to Clemsoning.
The great Big 12 rivalry. Orange Bowl rematch, Clemson-West Virginia, baby. They'll become rivals on that side. Because I saw someone talk about there's a big behind-the-scenes... Some guy was telling me, there's a behind-the-scenes bidding war for Virginia Tech between the Big Ten and the SEC, and I'm like, why? Just go for Virginia. The school that wins national championships and stuff, like basketball. Like, why would you be fighting over Virginia Tech? Mike Vick's not coming back out. Like, are you serious? Maybe I'm crazy, Matt. Maybe I'm crazy. Talk a little bit about LSU. Did I mention it? LSU had to vacate wins from Les Miles. And because they lost so many wins, because it was like from 2000, whatever, it was around the time that they lost a natty. I don't know if it included that year to Alabama.
Yeah.
But they lost so many wins that now he's ineligible for the Hall of Fame. We talked about Mike Leach being ineligible. And everyone talked about it like it's a crazy thing. And I thought, like, do they want coaches in the Hall of Fame that vacated a bunch of wins? Right? I mean, two of the most popular guys that vacated wins were what? Joe Pa and your boy Bowden? Didn't they both vacate wins?
Yeah, they vacated wins because the ones that they took from Bowden took him out of being the number one winningest coach.
And that made what, Jopa the winningest coach?
Yes.
But didn't Jopa already have his wins taken away to put him number two to begin with? So maybe they were just writing a wrong.
No, it was after the fact.
See, I say just count them all and then see who wins.
Yeah.
Because, like, for the longest time, Michigan was, like, bouncing with, like, the number one winning percentage with Notre Dame. And, like, Notre Dame had that Manti Te'o season with the fake girlfriend vacated or whatever. So, like, I was thinking just add them back. Add them back so we can end this madness. And then Ohio State overtook the number one anyways because of goddamn Urban. So it's like, who cares? Give Notre Dame their wins back. Give Michigan basketball their wins back. And then it's like, it's all right. Because, like, they lost all the Fab Four, like, some of the Fab Four stuff up through, like, Tractor Trailer Michigan did. So if you look at, like, all-time basketball programs, Michigan should be somewhere, like, the top 15. But with the wins vacated, it's hard to count. It's like, I don't know. But, like, you're telling me that they're the only school that has, like, major wins vacated? Like, give me a break. Coach K paid for Zion Williamson, didn't he? No wins vacated there. Didn't that come out in that one thing where everyone was getting paid? You know who wasn't on that list? Michigan. So give us our wins back, baby. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about the NCAA blowing up. That's all I would care about. Also, in the national championship thing, what was I reading? Only out of those, because they were talking about, I don't know if it was ESPN or someone, but they were saying that in terms of, like, those four schools that have won in all three major sports, and then what about schools that haven't won in any of the major sports? There was only, like, two schools because of all, like, the old school football selectors and everybody claiming one. And I thought, well, you're counting them here to keep, like, Kansas State and someone else out, right? Because, like, I know West Virginia hasn't won one in baseball, football, or basketball, but they claim a basketball one that's apparently a little bit more legitimate than LSU's, right? So just claim them all, and then that way we will know. Instead of, like, rather. Some schools don't, because, like, I thought Iowa had three. According to this article, they could claim five, but they really only claim one. I'm like, just claim the three that's in the record book, you dumbasses. Or just claim all five. I don't know where ESPN, I think it was ESPN, or maybe it was CBS. I forget where I read the article, but I was like, if Iowa can claim five, just claim them. I don't care if you tie, because, like, Bama claims them after they lost the bowl game, right? They could do a revisionist history and say, like, well, you know what? That was a great season. We really don't need to claim that one anymore. But they're not going to do that. So everyone, because if when you go to the 12-team playoff, everyone should just have a claim it day where they just come in and you claim the national championships that you own. Basketball, football, whatever. Because basketball is never going back. So, like, if LSU wants to claim it, as long as the NCAA recognizes it, otherwise the NCAA should step in and say, you got to take that one away. Because we don't care. Like, that's not a real one. Get out of here.
But you know what? At that point, I feel like, stay the hell out, NCAA. I don't care. Like, don't, because they're the ones that are making this mess in the first place by vacating this and not vacating that and taking wins away from this guy. But you know what? We're going to leave these championships alone. They're creating the issues in the first place. Just stay out of it.
That's why I say claim them all. Give them all the wins back. Quit vacating it. That's stupid. Everyone remembers who did what, right? So that's it. No one's going to come in and be like, yeah, remember that? That didn't count. Or like, yeah, Notre Dame was undefeated. Because I was looking back, remember on my list of, like, teams that, was it the thing that we shared? It was about teams that have, we're back or whatever. And Notre Dame was like 30 years or whatever. And I thought, ooh, you know what? I wonder if I added in, because they're only in a conference, what about undefeated seasons? And then it went all the way back. But I forgot that they went undefeated in 2012 or whatever, and they got those vacated. So in reality, Notre Dame should be 11 years or whatever it would be, right? if you're counting undefeated season since they're not in a conference. But because of the NCAA's jagged rules or whatever, I couldn't see that one. It says bullshit. Like, who cares? They went undefeated, did they not? Yeah. Because I look to see major bowl wins. Of course, they haven't won one in a while. Michigan hasn't even won a bowl game, but like, do those even matter? You bring in a 12-team playoff, I guarantee Michigan is beating up some of those other schools that are like 10 seeds, you know? So, that's going to matter more than a stupid Orange Bowl or Gator Bowl where half the players aren't playing anyway. Because they're prepping for the NFL. Awesome. Like, I don't care about bowl games at all anymore. As a kid, yeah. Now I really don't care. I barely watch him. Like, in the off season, I'm kind of like hungry for some content. Like, the USFL has their championship game coming up, right?
Yes.
Because I forget the schedule, but I always forget that it's a thing. Because I was like paying attention to the baseball thing. And so, like, the playoffs should be starting. There's like their 14 playoffs, right? Or did they already happen? Oh, no. Yeah, because it was the losing thing. So, like, let's see. How did that even go? Because I'll be honest, I haven't been paying attention. The USFL hasn't been on my mind. The one thing that annoyed me is that NBC came in and said that they're going to get rid of free Peacock before football season, which Michigan's first game's on Peacock. So you can't go in and do, like, a free preview or whatever. They added a lower tier. It's, like, $3 or something. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know which one Michigan's going to be on, but I'll let people know that if you have Game Pass right now for Xbox, you can claim 2 free months of Peacock. And I tried to do my math. I think the last day to claim it is in July. And so if you claim it, your 2 months should get you the first Michigan game. I haven't tried it yet, but that's my plan. So if you have that, that's a cool thing that you can do, is get the perk for the free Peacock and then hope that Michigan's picked on the Big Noon game for the rest of the year and then go undefeated. Come on, back-to-back undefeated years. Let's do it. The USFL, Matt, Pittsburgh's in it. Four and six, man.
I did see that, and I was like, I should be watching more, but it was harder to get into.
It's also on Saturday. And I think they made a mistake. I think it should be on Sunday. I feel like Sunday works in the fall and stuff because people are out on Saturday. When you're going out and doing stuff, you're going to be at the beach. You're going to be fishing. You're going to be doing other stuff. You're going to be working outside. And the last thing on your mind is going to say, hey, you know what? I need to unwind. Sunday night's always the night to unwind before going back to work. Saturday right now doesn't work. I like college football Saturdays in the fall because then you can do it. Whatever, like, you can spend the entire day Saturday, like, outside watching games, whatever, going to the game, tailgating, and then you have like Sunday for family stuff or whatever. But the USFL, I think the championship game should have been Sunday night. It works for like the Super Bowl. That's the only one, because like Super Bowl, if you put on Saturday night, they might get more viewers. Maybe they don't, though. People don't want to travel and stuff because they have, like, work the next day, right? So they just have a Super Bowl party instead. It's early. It's, like, at 6 p.m., so it's not like you're staying up past midnight, you know, to watch a game. Like some of the college ones. But this one's at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. Pittsburgh at Birmingham. I think Birmingham's been the best team. But, heck, my boys in the XFL, D.C. was the best team, and they blew it. To a no-win team. Pittsburgh, losing record. Are they going to blow it? Maybe. They're giving awards out. I wonder what the tickets are for this, because it's a big ad right here. Championship game tickets. It's in Canton, Ohio, Matt. You can go there. How far? Can't be that far from you. Let's see. $25, bro. Your family could witness history from row 4, seat 6, $35. So you could be right there. If you wanted to, like, really class it up and get into, like, the box seat, you're still looking at $35. Unless this isn't a real box and it's like just up. No, it's club. So it should be like kind of like a box. I bet they don't give you free food. Oh, no, no, no. The club, these ones probably do. They're 109. And they have a lot available. Because people are probably like, I'm not going to pay for club seats, you know. I don't need to be in the box. Actually, the box is the one that they have most of left. They don't say if you get free food on here, though. Right?
Well, if I get free food, then it's going to be $500 a seat.
Why? You're going to drink three beers? That's 30 bucks, right? Unless you're going for 12.
Eat my weight in popcorn and
you're like
hamburgers.
Like, sorry, honey, I need to eat and drink my weight to make my ticket worth it. I gotta drink. I gotta drink at least 10 beers here. Because a lot of them now, it's been a while since I've been to Box, but they're like even classier. Like, it's just not a cooler full of beer anymore. It's like IPAs and stuff, and people like just sipping on them. It's like, you can't be in here pounding beers. They're not like giving you the big cup of like Miller or whatever. So, I don't know. I wonder what the box seat would be like at the USFL. And I guess the Canton, Ohio is better than having it in Alabama, but I really like having it where the teams are. They didn't play in Pittsburgh, though, did they? Didn't they play
They played in Canton.
Yeah, so why name the team Pittsburgh? Right? Name them the Great Lakes, man. I said make it regional. People could go in. If you're a fan from like Detroit, you could easily drive over. Pittsburgh, you could drive over. And that would be like your local team instead of having all the teams right there. Didn't make sense to me. Let's see. I don't even know if I have too much more. I mean, we've been like half a show. Oh, we talked about LSU. I forgot to mention that Leonard Fournette had his car blow up or catch fire on the highway, right? Which is one of those things where I had a belt in my truck almost go. Because like the AC, one of the things went out. This is a couple years ago. And I remember driving, my pap took a look and he's like, yeah, if that stops spinning, it's just going to catch fire. I'm like thinking, oh, what the hell am I supposed to do? Right? Because like you're in the middle of nowhere, you don't have the parts. I mean, Leonard Fournette probably has the money and he could easily rent another car, right? Like me, I had no other option. I just drove on it and it didn't happen anyway. And I was driving through the mountains of West Virginia, you know, country roads, take me home without my truck catching fire. And then I have a Hills Have Eyes situation on my hands. But that's where it's like, I see that and I wonder, is it a manufacturing thing? It was some type of Dodge. I did see two different models. I don't know if they're like whatever, if it was related to the model or whatever, or if he had aftermarket stuff on it that caught fire. But glad he's okay, I guess. I haven't heard that he got injured or anything. Speaking of injuries, though, Ryan Mallett died in a drowning accident. Which is crazy because he was like the guy when I was younger, when he committed to Michigan, it was like, oh yeah, Michigan's going to keep rolling, right? They just had the game of the century or whatever against Ohio State that came up short with that targeting penalty. Now they're going to bring it in. I think Mallett was like one of the highest recruited players of all time for Michigan until Rashawn Gary. He's like the number one overall in the class. Passed him up, right? I think Rashawn Gary at a point was one of the highest rated players, but Ryan Mallett was up there. He just didn't fit in Rich Rod's system. So when Rich Rod got there, he transferred to Arkansas, and then he ended up playing in the NFL for a while. Never really lived up to like the hype. But I wonder if Lloyd Carr would have stuck around, could he have been like the next Tom Brady? You know, running like a pure pro system in college. Because Arkansas with Polina, who was running, Petrino, he wasn't running like a real pro system anyway. Isn't that who he played for?
Yeah, he played for Petrino.
Yeah, because like I was wondering, like, if he would have just had more of a, or transferred to a program that ran more of a pro offense. But I think he bought into the hype of like Rich Rod's coming in, he's the hottest name, everyone's going to be moving to like a spread type offense. You need to be like a Tim Tebow type quarterback to be successful. It's, I wonder if he just transferred to the wrong fit for him that kind of set him behind. Because he made some mistakes like in the NFL too, where wasn't he like he missed a flight or something when he was like battling for the Texans starting job? And just little things like that where it seemed like he could never get it together. Like he was always, his career is like a big what if, you know? Like what if he wasn't late because of traffic? What if Rich Rod didn't get hired? What if Michigan would have hired Les Miles instead? Because like that was the big thing. Remember ESPN reported that Michigan hired Les Miles before LSU played for the Natty. And then they kind of went back on it. So did they actually hire him? And then he backed out because he was playing in the national championship and didn't want to lose it, right?
Yeah.
So like if he would have came in for Ryan Mallett, I mean, his Les Miles' big thing is he never had a quarterback, really. He had how many years where he his offense was like held back by his quarterback? What if he had Ryan Mallett for 3 or 4 years? He could have, things could have been crazily different. I'm looking to see if I can find the greatest like ranked players of all time, just to see where he falls on here. Because I think I thought they had a thing, all time recruits for Michigan. At least I found this. So he's number 3. You know who he's behind, Matt?
Who's that?
Rashawn Gary is perfect. I mentioned him.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Jabril Peppers, number 2. or a .9992. Definitely worth the hype. Easily should have won the Heisman that year, right? And then, so here's the top 5 for you. So it's Rashawn Gary, Peppers, Ryan Mallett, Lamar Woodley, and then Prescott Burgess. Which that never really worked out. Some of the other ones on here are Brandon Graham, Peoples Jones, Will Johnson's playing right now, and then Chad Henne, I skipped a couple that you might not know. Daxton Hill, he's in the pros. I think he plays for the Bengals right now. So a bunch of these are Harbaugh guys, Michigan's top recruits of all time. But I was curious to see what his thing is, because it says right now Ryan Mallett, he was 5th overall top recruit that year. He was the first quarterback. Or no, he was the second quarterback behind. Oh my gosh. Guess who he was behind?
All right.
A favorite of mine. Come on. You should know it.
Who's that?
Jimmy Clausen, baby. Another big what if, right?
Yeah.
I thought this was like the all-time list. I was trying to see where he would show up. Completely all-time and not just team all-time. But I don't think there's a way for me to sort by that. That's what I would want to know. Just because, I mean, he's behind Clausen, but there can't be that many more. He was .9978 recruit. So, crazy. You can be a top athlete and get caught in a riptide is what the rumor was that happened, right? I don't know if you saw any of the details on it. But they said he couldn't get out down in Florida. Bummer. So prayers go out to his family. I think that might be the last thing I have. For me, anyway. Let's see. Let me just double check here. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about today?
So I did have one thing, and it's like really random. So when you're on vacation and you know, do you have like random thoughts that go through your head of like worst case scenarios?
Like that you want to happen?
No. Like just random. Like for example, you're in the ocean and you're like, what would I do if a shark just comes swimming up to me right now? And you just like see the fin. Like, do you place like random scenarios out like that in your head of like, what would I do?
Well, there was like a this show on Hulu. I just have on like in background noise as I'm like working or whatever. It's kind of like listening to podcasts where the dude was talking about how he got attacked by a shark because he was swimming, and he said that like everything like froze on him, right? So like it was kind of like slow mo. He said everything was happening so fast, but it was like he was thinking like, "Hey, I should do this. I should do that." And he said that everyone told him, or he like remembered hearing the like, try to punch a shark in the eye or whatever, and it'll let you go. And he's like, there's no way you could even reach the eye. He's like, I couldn't see it. And I guess it bit him like directly in the back. So he's like, it should have been like a perfect like shot for me. And he's like, so I just started punching like wherever I could. But like, is that what you're thinking of when you're swimming? You're on red alert.
Well, on one hand, I think like if I did see, because I did see some fins out, and I was like, I didn't know what the fin was. So then automatically my brain goes to the worst possible scenario, and I'm like, what if it's a shark? And then what if it's swimming at me? And I want to think that in my mind's eye that I'm going to be like real calm and cool and be like, it's not going to attack me. I'm just going to let it be. But then there's that really small part of my brain. It's like, just start throwing elbows like you're a Muay Thai champion. Hope you connect on something.
Well, why were your thoughts negative? Why did you think it was a shark?
Well, because that would be my luck, would be that it wouldn't just be like a dolphin. It would be a shark.
And then, well, that's what I was going to say. You didn't think like, oh, this could be a dolphin taking me to like where a pirate hid his treasure.
No, my luck would be like, it's going to bite my leg and then I'm going to have a wooden leg.
It's two dolphins that have both have saddles on them and you can stand on them and ride them out to visit the Titanic, Matt. Underneath, you don't even need a submarine. You can just go right out and have the dolphins take you. That's probably bad. I shouldn't even say anything. Especially after talking about Ryan Mallett, dude. Horrible. Horrible. It's like a weird tragedy type week almost. Like if they would have said, yeah, Leonard Fournette caught fire, I'd have been like, that's kind of crazy. It's so weird that a bunch of stuff happened in the same week, but now I'm like, I'm kind of desensitized to it. But I feel like you have to be aware of what's going on. Sharks, I feel like every time I hear about sharks, it's someone that's like surfing, right? And they're out further.
Yeah.
Or they're like, because like I thought about it and it's like, do you go out like surfing? Because like I've tried surfing, just like learning, rented the boards and went out at like places that weren't really getting waves, like Virginia Beach, where you waited until like you got the surfing alert. And then it was like you and like 10 other people are all out there at the same time. And you're like, yeah, we're all learning because we're all looking like a bunch of assholes out here. But it's like, yeah, I've seen people do like on the East Coast, at least where we are, it's like get like a wind sail or whatever and go windsurfing. I don't think you would have near as good a chance of hitting a shark that way. And even if you did, it would be one of those smaller ones. Like this dude, well, the dude in the thing that I watched or listened to, he said that, because I don't think they had pictures. I think it was just kind of like a podcast type thing, but it was just a guy sitting there in the chair telling about it. So it wasn't like you actually saw it, but I think he said that it was a great white shark. They said that only one person gets attacked by a great white shark a year. And he was out surfing with like a couple other buddies. And so like he said he saw it and it looked like a car was coming at him. That's how big the shark was.
Oh, wow.
Like he said it was like, he said it was 6 foot wide, but do they get that wide? And 8 feet long, that seems like a short, fat shark, right? I've seen pictures of them. I always thought they were like longer and not as stocky. That's like a Danny DeVito coming at you, right?
Yeah.
A shark version, right? I feel like that would be what that dimension would be. 6x8 seems like a really weird size.
Yeah, it definitely seems a lot bigger.
That's like six of me lined up side by side. or no, I guess 8 of me, right? Because it's 6 foot tall, 8 feet wide, or whatever. Even if my body's 8 feet or whatever, I guess. I have to do the math. I need someone to take a picture of me and splice it out. I feel like a shark isn't that wide. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he meant 6 feet round. Because he said that it got his leg in it. And he knew not to pull, because it would just like kind of like just rip the skin the way their teeth are shaped.
Yeah.
So he had to like push into it to like try to get it to release. But I don't know. What other negative things are you thinking about?
All kinds of random stuff.
Like what if I try to jump from my balcony into the swimming pool?
Yes. What is the maximum distance that you can clear? How far out can you go?
I went to this event a few weeks ago and they're like, hey, I bet you could jump from this balcony down into that swimming pool. And I said, there's no way. Even the Olympic long jumper couldn't be there. Because there's two, actually there were three or four tables with chairs. I'm like, you'd have to jump over like three or four tables to even get in that water. What are you talking about? Anyone can easily look and see that if you tried to jump, you would not make it. I said, maybe if you had a slide up here, that'd be cool, right? But they probably know most idiots would probably fall off the slide and then you're falling straight down in this pavement. You'd have to have the enclosed slide where you don't know where you're going. It's not as much fun, right? But no,
there
I don't
go.
I don't think negative things, right? You gotta think positive, bro. Visualize winning the Super Bowl and then it will happen. Tom Brady.
All right.
Tom Brady also says don't eat strawberries. Not because of the health, but because he doesn't like the way they taste.
On that note, I'm done.
What? You don't know what your guy's like? What does Deion Sanders say not to eat? Because what if his is diet related? I don't know if I want to hear what he says. Doesn't he drink a lot of soda? Could be the sugar, right?
Well, if he invites me to Colorado, I will go out and I will report back.
Maybe we should try to get him to call, and he seems to be doing a good PR kick. You think he'd come on the show? We talk about shark attacks and what to do. I want to know some other negative things that you're thinking, like wrecking your car. That's pretty dark, bro. This isn't a therapy session.
No, there's all kinds of crazy. Like wherever I'm at, I'm like, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then I start thinking through like, well, what actually would happen?
So there was one of those stories was like a guy, they're in a boat wreck or their boat. Something happened. It stopped working. And they were like a mile from shore. And the one guy's like, hey, I'm going to just swim it in. It's only a mile away. I can make it. And the other guys are like, no way, bro. He'll never make it. But he made it easily. The other two guys were scared to swim in till he got the rescue boats off. One of their guys had fallen in and he just drowned. But if they all swam in, they probably would have made it. I feel like a mile is not that long to swim, right? But I also don't know the shape of these guys because, like I said, there's not really any picture. So maybe you don't know. That's why I feel like if you're working out, we talked about it in the pre-show. If you're working out, then just try to stay not injured. I feel like that's the goal of every adult male should be. Don't get injured, right? It works on so many levels. If you're a professional athlete, you can't get injured. You won't get paid, right? If you're a normal guy, don't get injured. You don't want the medical bill. You don't want to go through and be like limping around. People give you a nickname like Limpy or like, I don't know, Gimp. Like, you don't want that. You don't want a nickname. You don't want anything. Start working out, trying to get muscle. I talked about there's an old study where they looked at like a 70-year-old guy that he did like triathlete training, and his muscles still looked as good as they did when he was 40. I think it was the same guy. Maybe it was a different 40-year-old athlete, but he still had like the same muscle density. And like, there's me. I picked up something in the yard and it felt like my forearm muscle just snapped. And I thought, oh God, they're gonna have to reattach my forearm muscle. So now I'm like, I should just start doing more yoga or something to try to stay like fresh, right? I don't want to be like a dot guy, 40-year-old wearing like a carpal tunnel bracelet. I probably would refuse to wear one, right? I would never. But I don't have to hit that yet, but I don't know. I really don't have anything else. I guess it'll be a shorter show. I was thinking they were talking about college football stuff. We already talked a little bit about realignment. That deadline should be coming up this week, Matt. San Diego State put in their letter saying that they were going to leave the Mountain West. Then they said that they were actually just looking for an extension because they thought that the Pac-12 would implode and they were going to get invited. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And the Mountain West is like, what the hell are you talking about? We're not going to let you wait a month and leave us out to dry, right? So now there's like some drama there where, could you imagine? Like, hey, yeah, we're out, guys. And the Pac-12 is like, hold on, Colorado didn't leave yet. We don't know what they're doing. Like, don't, you're not coming in yet. Because even if they came in, like we said, you got to get the TV deals and everything in place. But so we'll have that to hopefully hit on next week. It's going to be around the 4th of July, though, I think. So we'll have to see. Maybe it might be a little bit of a pre-recorded show or something. We'll see what we have going on. But I'm hoping to have some big news from the sports world. Women's soccer team, they got that ready. I guess the World Cup's this summer, right? I feel like it should have happened already, right? Or is the World Cup now moved to the fall? Because that's the one thing that I usually we talk about. But if they're just setting their roster, that can't be going. Or is that for next summer? Is it every other year?
I'm going to say every other year.
Maybe it's next summer. I didn't see anything about the esports Olympics, so maybe we'll hit on that next week. And if there's anything you want us to talk about, let us know. You have anything else you want to add, Matt, for the final bell?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.